I thought I'd lost it, Brett Mack.
So hoping you'd lost it.
I found it thanks to Happy Horse Produce.
Well, we can't afford the sound effects this week.
I told you I'd have to do it myself. It's time to do this.
It's PT's Friday Funny.
Went past the Happy Horse yesterday.
Did you?
And even though it stands there all alone, it's still got a very big smile on its dial.
Really?
So it's obviously happy with its own company.
Hasn't heard this joke.
You're right. I've been tempted to mount said Happy Horse. And I might do that one day with the permission of the team out
Can
there.
You get a photo of that?
And get a photo of it.
That would be good.
Yes. A big Texan cowboy, speaking of mounting horses, stopped at a local restaurant following a day of drinking and roaming around in Mexico. Have you ever been to Mexico, Brett?
I have, actually, yeah.
Right, well, call him Brett then. While sipping his tequila, noticed a sizzling, scrumptious-looking platter being served at the next table. Mm-hmm. Not only did it look good, the smell was wonderful. He asked the waiter, "What is that you just served?" The waiter replied, "Ah, senor, you have excellent taste."
I'm tipping a German accent so far.
"Those are bull testicles from the bullfight this morning. A delicacy."
He's Vietnamese now.
The cowboy, though momentarily daunted, said, "What the heck? I'm on vacation. Bring me an order."
Right.
And the waiter replied, "I'm sorry, senor. There's only one serving per day because there's only one bullfight each morning. If you come early tomorrow and place your order, we'll be sure to save you this delicacy." The next morning, the cowboy returned, placed his order.
Right.
Yeah, you're back.
Okay.
Yeah.
Dedicated.
And then that evening, he was served the one and only special delicacy of the day.
Mm-hmm.
Well, after a few bites and inspecting the contents of his platter, he called to the waiter and said, "These are delicious, but they're much, much smaller than the ones I saw you serve yesterday." And the waiter shrugged his shoulders and said, "Si, senor, sometimes the bull wins."